time to learn American English. 美语训练班上课了。我是 Kat.
我是杨林。Kat, how was your weekend?
Not bad. I went fishing with my sister and we caught quite a few fish.
够棒的。今天咱们节目也要带大家去钓鱼。
Hey, ooh, I think I caught something.
Oh, go, Patrick. Catch him.
还要去逛街买礼物。
Ah, this is a really great suit. It's totally my style. What do you think?
要想想去哪儿度假。
I can't decide if I want to go with a more relaxing trip or if I want to explore cities.
还要告诉大家怎么用美语说抓狂。
嗯，听着不错。
那节目一开始还是先来学个词儿。
Learn a word. Virtual. Virtual is spelled V-I-R-T-U-A-L, virtual.
Virtual, 意思是虚拟的、模拟的。美国和伊朗没有正式外交关系，不过美国国务卿希拉里·克林顿表示
The United States plans to open a virtual embassy for Iran by the end of this year.
美国计划今年年底以前开设一个虚拟的美国驻伊朗网上大使馆。研究人员最近对网上虚拟大学的教学水平提出质疑。
Experts at the University of Colorado asserted that full-time virtual schools are largely unregulated.
科罗拉多大学的专家认为，全日制网上学校很大程度上不够规范。
A lot of websites now provide virtual assistants to help customers with what they want.
现在很多网站提供虚拟助手，满足顾客的需要。好的，今天我们学习的词是
virtual, virtual, virtual.
现在啊，虚拟的东西越来越多了。
There's already a virtual world on the internet. That's true, but sometimes you still need the real thing. For example, when you're hungry, staring at virtual food won't help.
On the contrary, it will make you more hungry.
Exactly. Okay, now let's move on to the next program.
好，一起来听今天的 Words and Idioms, 美国习惯用语。
美国习惯用语。
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第947讲，我是杨林。
我是 Doug Johnson。
昨天我开车回家的时候，在我们家的小路口险些撞到一辆自行车。这个路口的设计特别差，上个月又出了一起事故，两辆车相撞，车里的人都受伤了。这里真的应该竖一块警示牌了。这也让我想到一个习惯用语，那就是
Bring to a head. Bring is spelled B-R-I-N-G and head, H-E-A-D. Bring to a head.
Bring something to a head. 意思是使某件事情到了非做决定的紧急关头。这个短语通常用来形容比较坏的情况，形容使一件事情到了迫在眉睫，必须做出决定加以改变的地步。比如上面的例子里，交通路口的情况太糟，车祸使警察到了要决定是否立一块警示牌以改变这种情况的时候了。
The car crash will bring to a head the need for a stop sign at the intersection.
这次车祸使警方开始考虑在交叉路口安装警示牌的必要性。下面的例子里是什么促使人们戒烟呢？我们来听听看。
Cindy had been trying to persuade her husband to quit smoking, but he never made a serious effort to stop until last month. When he became short of breath playing with his grandson, he realized that his bad habit had to end. It brought to a head his addiction to cigarettes. He's been tobacco-free ever since.
这段话是说，辛迪一直试着劝她的丈夫戒烟，但她从来没有认真尝试过。直到上个星期，她陪孙子玩的时候，气都喘不上来了，她才意识到是时候改改抽烟这个坏毛病了。这件事使她意识到她烟瘾的危害。自从那以后呢，她一直没有碰过香烟。
祝贺她，改掉抽烟这个毛病可不容易。一些人戒烟说不抽就不抽了，而不是一点一点来，也不靠外界帮助。我们可以说 cold turkey, 断然戒掉烟瘾。
It is difficult but possible to quit smoking cold turkey.
虽然很难，但是断然戒烟是可能的。好的，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Cindy had been trying to persuade her husband to quit smoking, but he never made a serious effort to stop until last month. When he became short of breath playing with his grandson, he realized that his bad habit had to end. It brought to a head his addiction to cigarettes. He's been tobacco-free ever since.
That day, my sister told me, their company just let go a large group of people. These people have been working at the company for more than 40 years. It's hard to find a qualified new employee with experience. Let's listen to it.
Our best trained workers are all over 60 years old, and they've been leaving the company faster than they're being replaced. The CEO ought to recognize what's happening. Retirements are bringing our labor shortage problem to a head, so he'd better come up with a solution quickly.
这段话是说，我们公司最优秀的员工现在都超过60岁了。他们退休的速度远远超过了新员工的招聘速度。我们的 CEO 需要认识到现在的情况，老员工退休使劳动力短缺的问题迫在眉睫，老板得尽快找到解决办法。
现在美国面临的很大一个问题就是劳动人口老龄化。1945年到1961年婴儿潮时期出生的人现在都慢慢开始退休了，而这也给政府为他们提供的福利出了个大难题。
Baby boomers' retirement has brought concerns about funding to a head.
婴儿潮一代人的退休使解决政府福利的融资问题变得迫在眉睫。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Our best trained workers are all over 60 years old, and they've been leaving the company faster than they're being replaced. The CEO ought to recognize what's happening.Retirements are bringing our labor shortage problem to a head, so he'd better come up with a solution quickly.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 bring to a head, 意思是使解决某事迫在眉睫。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Doug Johnson，
谢谢各位的收听。最近我生活中也有件事迫在眉睫。
Which is?
搬家。我邻居太讨厌了，每天晚上拉小提琴，那叫一个难听，吵得我没法睡觉。今天一早我已经喝了三杯咖啡提神，要不然我眼睛都睁不开了。It brings to a head the need to find a new place.
I see. Have you asked your neighbor to keep it down?
我说了好多次了，根本没用。He's driving me crazy. 我要抓狂了。
先别。Don't you want to know how to say 抓狂 in American English?
Huh? 我都气成这样了，哪还有心思学英语啊？
啊？So, do you want to skip the next segment of the show?
那也不用。行，咱们就来听今天的美语怎么说。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学汉语。他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教他。今天是露露要问的，抓狂。
Morning, Lulu.
Jessica, 我必须跟你说说，我都快被气死了。
你怎么啦？
还不是我室友，他特别不自觉。我所有的洗发水、擦脸油，他都随便用，还动不动就带男朋友回家。我都快抓狂了，抓狂。Scratch crazy.
抓狂不是 scratch crazy. 你可以说 she's pushing me over the edge.
Over the edge?
对 Edge is spelled E-D-G-E. Edge. 边缘 My roommate always brings her boyfriend over to our apartment. I feel like I'm living with a couple. It's really pushing me over the edge.
Push somebody over the edge 就是使某人抓狂。这么说来，他可真是 push me over the edge。昨天他又把男朋友带回公寓，我警告他说这是最后一次了，这又该怎么说呢？
Oh, you can say that's the final straw.
Final straw, 这个说法真形象。好，我今天回去就再这么告诉他一次。
You know what, Lulu? My roommate is actually doing the same thing. She always uses my things. It's really annoying. You and I are in the same boat.
In the same boat? 我们在一条船上。哦，我明白了，就是说我们处境相同，对不对？
That's right. We both have annoying roommates. We're in the same boat. Now, tell me what you've learned today.
第一，使某人抓狂叫 push somebody over the edge. 第二，警告说这是最后一次，可以讲 that's the final straw. 第三，处境相同叫 in the same boat.
如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Jessica， 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com。
My neighbor is pushing me over the edge.
I know you're upset, Yangmin. Maybe you should report the problem to the building's manager and let him sort things out.
You're right. There must be other people in the building who are in the same boat with me. We should all go to the manager and complain.大家一起去告他的状。
I'm sure things will work out. Now, let's talk about something else. My mom's birthday is coming up. Do you have any gift ideas?
送礼物给妈妈。那你以前都送什么呀？
Homemade cakes, flowers, skincare products, gift cards. I mean, I've given her almost everything a mom could want. I'm out of ideas for this year.
Don't worry. 只要你去商场逛一逛，肯定会发现适合送妈妈的礼物。只有你想不到的，没有商家做不出的。
Okay, I'll go shopping then.
说到逛商场买礼物，今天的美语三级跳就要讲一个男朋友给女朋友买生日礼物的故事。
Oh, how sweet.
你可别急着夸这个男朋友，听了节目你就知道是怎么回事了。
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目购物单元的初级课程。 Kevin 准备在女友生日的时候跟她出去浪漫约会，为此啊，他特意到商场打算买一身精神的衣服。
Winnie, I think Kevin must be a very good boyfriend. It's nice of him to buy a new suit for his girlfriend's birthday.
Oh, come on, Professor Bowman, 如果他真是个好男友，那就该把钱花在女朋友身上，而不是给自己买新衣服啊。
Well, that's true. Let's listen and we will see who is right.
Hello, sir. Can I help you find something?
Yes, I'm looking for a new suit.
What is your size?
I usually wear a size 42.
All right, I'll show you the rack where we have our size 42 suits.
So, Winnie, did you hear what size suit Kevin usually wears?
他一般穿42号的西装。对了 ,Professor Bowman, rack, R-A-C-K, 这是货架的意思吗？
That's right. If you can't find something you want on the rack, you can ask someone at the store if they have it in the back.
这么说，那些 on the rack 的衣服啊，就是摆在店面的货架上，让顾客挑选，而 in the back 就是那些放在后面库房里的衣服。
Do you see anything you like?
I really like this black suit.
Yes, you would look great in that suit. Do you want to try it on?
Sure. Where are your dressing rooms?
The dressing rooms are downstairs. I'll show you where they are.
Kevin 看上了一套黑色的西装，打算 try it on, 试穿看看。
Exactly. When you find something you like at a store, you can always tell the store employee, I want to try this on.
这位店员啊，很会说话。他说 Kevin would look great in that suit, 就是说他穿上那套西装一定很帅。
Correct. You can also look good in a color. For example, you can say, you always look great in blue.
就是说蓝颜色很适合你。Kevin 的试穿效果如何呢？我们继续听。
Ah, this is a really great suit. It's totally my style. What do you think?
I think that suit is too tight, sir.You need one size larger.
No way. I love it. Really tight suits are the European style.
Well, all right. But if you rip it when you sit down, you can't return it.
Kevin 的品味好像有问题。店员明明告诉他西装太紧，应该换大一号， 可是他却坚持要紧身的，还说啊，这是欧洲流行的风格。
Right. Kevin says the suit is totally my style. You can say something is my style if you think you really look good in it.
看来啊 ,Kevin 觉得很满意。不过店员说，如果因为衣服太紧，一坐下来就撕了的话，人家可不给退哦。
Well, let's find out how much the suit costs.
So, how much is this suit?
That one is $1,000.
$1,000? Do you think it will go on sale anytime soon?
No, we only sell that suit for the full price.
Well, it's very expensive. But I'm willing to sacrifice for my girlfriend so that I look really great on our date.
啊，我没听错吧？ Kevin 说他豁出去了，花1000块买这套西装，就算是为女友做的 sacrifice 牺牲。这么一来，他还有钱给女朋友买生日礼物吗？
But that is her present, a really well-dressed boyfriend on their special date.
啊，男人真会这样想啊。
I won't try to answer that question. But Winnie, can you guess what it means when something is on sale?
这个难不倒我。On sale 就是打折、减价的意思。可惜啊 ，Kevin 买的这身衣服不打折，只按 full price 原价出售。
Exactly. I'm afraid after buying this expensive suit, Kevin will have to buy something on sale for his girlfriend.
我猜也是。你看 ，Professor Bowman， 我说对了吧？Kevin 啊，根本不是合格的男朋友，对自己大方，对女友小气，不知道他会给女友买什么便宜的礼物哦。
Listen next time to find out.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me.
Did I hear it wrong? Was this guy really shopping for his girlfriend's birthday gift? All he bought was some fancy suit for himself.
Not only that, he also said spending $1,000 on that suit was for his girlfriend's sake.
算是为女朋友做出的牺牲。
那个男朋友真奇怪。
没错。不过 Kat, 我有个馊主意。你也可以花很多钱买个你喜欢的东西，然后就跟你妈妈说，这是为了庆祝她的生日，你做出的牺牲。
So, I'm celebrating my mom's birthday by pampering her favorite daughter, which is me? I don't think my mom is going to buy your theory.
我也这么觉得。
Okay, let's leave gift shopping for later and talk about vacation now.
好，咱们一起来听礼节美语，看看 Jerry 打算去哪儿度过他5个星期的长假。
礼节美语。
Jerry 跟同事 Paula 和 Will 聊天，说到 telecommuting 远程上班。Paula 说
，20 years ago, many people thought that by this time, no one would be working in offices, and everybody would have a more flexible schedule.
Well, that certainly hasn't happened.
Not yet, but it could still be the wave of the future. Then again, you know the famous saying.Old habits die hard. Most bosses like to keep tabs on their employees, and they think the best way to do that is by having them come into an office.
Paula 说，20年前很多人都以为社会发展到今天，大家应该都不用去办公室，可以在家里上班了。
And everyone would have a more flexible schedule.
大家都会有更灵活的工作时间。但是这种情况显然并没有出现。Jerry 说，
It could still be the wave of the future. The wave of the future.
意思是未来的发展趋势。不过老话说得好。
Old habits die hard.
积习难改。Jerry 说
Most bosses like to keep tabs on their employees.
大多数的老板都想严格地控制员工。
To keep tabs on someone or something.
是密切注意某人某事的意思。要想控制员工，最好的办法当然就是让他们来办公室上班，在老板的眼皮底下工作了。
I have to say I'm looking forward to my long vacation. I think you need at least 3 or 4 weeks of doing nothing before you can truly relax.
I thought you said you had months and months of vacation time available. Why are you only taking 5 weeks off?
5 weeks was the best I could negotiate with my boss. She says she knows I've earned the time, but she begged me not to take more than 5 weeks.
5 weeks should be long enough. And who knows? Maybe you'll get bored and come back early.
I doubt it.
Jerry 虽然有好几个月的假期，但是老板最多只让他休5个星期。看来他一定是很能干了。Paula 开玩笑说，5个星期也足够了。搞不好用不了5个星期，他就会觉得无聊，提前回来上班了呢。Jerry 休假，准备到哪里去呢？
So where are you going?
I can't decide if I want to go with a more relaxing trip or if I want to explore cities.
If you were to go with the more relaxing option, where would you go?
I'm thinking of the island Bali in Indonesia. I hear it's a very relaxing and cheap vacation destination.
And what's your second choice?
I was thinking of traveling around Europe, starting with Paris. I could take trains and visit other nearby major European cities as well. It's a tough call.
I'm so jealous of you.
Me too.Don't forget to bring us back some souvenirs.
I won't.
Jerry 说他有两种选择，一个是印尼的巴厘岛，去那里更放松。
More relaxing.
另一种呢，就是去欧洲，第一站是巴黎，然后可以从巴黎坐火车到其他的欧洲城市去玩。Jerry 说
It's a tough call.
意思是他很难在这两种选择之间做决定。Will 和 Paula 都很羡慕他，提醒他一定要带
souvenirs.
纪念品回来送给他们。
If I were Jerry, I'd go with option two, visiting famous cities in Europe by train. That's classic.
So the island of Bali doesn't sound as attractive to you?
巴厘岛也好，可那里是情人度假胜地。I'm saving it for my honeymoon.
Wow, you're thinking way ahead. 你想的还真远。
那当然了。对了，你周末不是钓鱼去了吗？今天咱们在体育美语中也要聊聊 fishing.
Let's listen.
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
Wow, Patrick, I don't feel so well. 我晕船。
Don't worry, Yangchen. Once we're back on shore tonight...Eating the delicious fish we caught today. Being a little seasick will be totally worth it.
A little seasick? 我都要晕死了。而且我们要是钓不到鱼怎么办呢?
Hey, trust me. We'll catch something. I'm an expert.
高手, huh?
Hey, ooh, I think I caught something.
Oh, go, Patrick. Catch him.
Ah, don't worry. I'm not going to let him off the hook.
That must mean 脱钩。
Exactly. Actually, any time you let someone escape punishment, you can say you let them off the hook. For example, if I forget my girlfriend's birthday...
You don't even have a girlfriend.
Let's just say...
Okay.
She won't let me off the hook with a simple apology.
你要是忘了你女朋友的生日，她不会轻易地放过你。
Oh, looks like I got one, Yangchen.
这么一条可怜的小鱼塞牙缝都不够。
Hey, come on, this one's a keeper.
我知道 salmon, bass 什么的，可是我从来没听说过还有 keeper 鱼。Is his name Nemo?
Nemo? No, Yangchen. Okay, a keeper is a fish that is big enough to keep. And actually, anytime you find something that you really, really like, you can say, oh, this is a keeper.When I was single, I had to go out with 15 girls before I found a keeper.
Wow, 你交过15个女朋友，最后才找到一个 keeper. Or maybe they didn't think you are a keeper?
钓鱼对我没有太大的吸引力，太闷了。
Fishing isn't always just sitting there and waiting for a fish to bite. Have you ever heard of big game fishing? It's when you get on a boat and you sail to an offshore area and try to catch a huge fish. It's very exciting.
Oh, 那掉下去怎么办？我可不想被鱼吃掉。
Don't worry. Big game fishing does not include sharks.
Oh, okay. 好了，节目时间又到了。这次的撰稿人是小北，编辑是蔚然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见。
Bye.